The United States still has over 10,000 troops in Afghanistan. Their primary role is to advise and train the Afghanistan Army and police. But U.S. forces conduct airstrikes and provide other types of air support. They can also protect themselves if threatened and assist the Afghanistan security forces if necessary. This spring, soldiers from the U.S. Army Reserve's 363rd Military Police Company will deploy to Afghanistan.
Company! Attend!
Last month, the 363rd held their annual Christmas party for soldiers and their families. It started with a ceremony honoring a retired soldier, Sergeant First Class Nicholas Duryea.
Attention to orders. For exceptional meritorious service in position of increasing responsibility, culminating a 26-year career as platoon sergeant in the 200th Military Police Command, Sergeant First Class Duryea's dedication to his subordinates, duty, and mission accomplishment set the standard for others to emulate.
After lunch, children were playing hide-and-go-seek near a Christmas tree decorated with photos of soldiers.
Ho, 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 ho! Merry Christmas!
Santa made an appearance, handing out presents to children and soldiers.
Do we have a First Sergeant Williams here?
Have you been a good boy this year?
Earlier that day, the soldiers heard names called out for an entirely different reason. It's called the battle roster, and it's the list of who is deploying to Afghanistan this April. Sergeant First Class Lahoma Fowler talked to her platoon about the deployment.
Good morning.
Good morning.
What I'm going to do is I'm going to have Sergeant Riggleman read off the battle rosters as they're standing right now. Roger.
DeLong Shane, Foster Tyler, Mays Jacob.
Those are just three of the 23 names that were read. These three soldiers are definitely going. The Army asked us not to report the other names because the list is still in flux. After the Afghanistan battle roster was read, the soldiers heard the battle roster for the troops going to Kosovo. That's another war you might have thought was over. But the United States has supplied soldiers to the NATO peacekeeping force there since 1999. The U.S. is currently contributing about 750 soldiers to NATO's 4,500 soldier peacekeeping force.
When you find out that you've been chosen or your name has come up to be deployed, you immediately, you know, there's this thought process that goes through your brain about, you know, oh, I'm going to do this. But then when it starts sinking in, it's that sobering thought that you think, oh, I'm going to be gone. How are my bills going to get paid? How's my house going to get taken care of? Who's going to cut my grass? And things like that.
Sergeant Fowler deployed to Iraq with the 363rd MPs in 2009. This time, she will be the non-commissioned officer in charge for the 25 soldiers heading to Kosovo. Sergeant Fowler explained to her soldiers that there are a lot of aspects of their civilian life that have to be taken care of soon.
If there's any reason physically that you cannot deploy, they will stamp you and you'll be taken off that mission. If you have vouchers pending for dental, medical, hearing, any of that stuff, when you call to make your appointment, you tell them, I am a deploying soldier, I need seen as soon as possible. Okay? Dental can be a huge showstopper. Huge.
Specialist Jacob Mays lives in Fairmont, West Virginia. He's one of the soldiers deploying to Afghanistan.
I'm pumped. This will be my fourth deployment, so this is just another skip in the ballpark for me. But I'm excited because I've never been to Afghanistan before.
During the next 3 months, the soldiers will train up for their missions. Like all reservists, they will refresh and sharpen their skills during once-a-month weekend drills. This March, they'll put all their skills together, Sergeant Fowler explains.
When we get to annual training in March, we'll be able to run these missions and do basically what we call warfighter or war games, which is full speed all the way, just like you would be performing these tasks while you're deployed.
For West Virginia Public Broadcasting, I'm Chip Hitchcock, reporting from Grafton.